Thanks for joining us on a fresh edition of the program DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. Well, DPR Half Hour is sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, just to ensure compliance with province standards and global best practices. Welcome to the program, Wet Wednesday here. Good morning and thanks for joining us. On the program today, we'll be looking at gas generally in Nigeria. And I have some guests in the studio who will be throwing more light on this issue. Remember, you as a listener, you have a chance to be a part of the program. You can call 0813-331-3172. That's 0813-331-3172. You can also call 0818-706-9979. Messages can be sent on our social media platforms. We're on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter is at DPR Hotline. On Instagram is at DPR Hotline. You can send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. We'll take a quick break now, and when we return, you get to know who our guests are on the program today and some of the issues we'll be looking at. Welcome. Glad to know you're still there. If you're just joining us, this is DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. And I have my guests in the studio. It's time to introduce them. Good-looking young men, I must say. I have the Assistant Director of Gas Operations of the DPR, Mr. Abubakar Idris. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, listeners.
All right. We also have the Assistant Director, Domestic Gas, and the DPR, Mr. Abel Nsa. Glad to have you on the program today.
Good morning, listeners.
And we have the Assistant Chief Engineer, Gas Operations of the DPR, Mr. Tambari Zaya. Glad to have you on the program again.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, the last time you came, we talked a lot about gas and all. You're here again, so we want more information. Welcome once again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here again.
All right, so let's get started with the first question. The role of the DPR in LPG sector and basic steps in setting up an LPG refilling station. You know, we talked a bit about this the last time we had this issue, but we want to let's start from there. The role of the DPR in the LPG sector. Let's kick start with that, Mr. Abubakar.
Okay, thank you so very much. It's good to have you here. And the DPR monitors and regulates the LPG sector by granting approvals to construct and license to operate. DPR also carries out routine and on-the-spot assessments of plants and installations to ensure compliance with guidelines and regulations. To set up an LPG refilling plant, a prospective applicant will need to obtain an approval to construct. This approval is granted after the satisfaction of all necessary criteria outlined in the DPR guidelines. Also, the DPR rely on other third-party statutory government agencies' approvals before the grant of its own approval. These agencies include relevant land authorities, the fire service, FIRS, the police, and of course, the CAC, that is Corporate Affairs Commission. As a matter of fact, before you can go into the gas business, you must have registered and you must have been given that license to do business in the oil and gas industry. That's what we mean by the CAC. And of course, after completion of construction in accordance with the approved design, a license to operate is issued to the proponent, which is renewable after every two years.
Okay, you renew after 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can we go through the process step by step?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I can step in at this point, any prospective investor or who wants to set up a gas facility will approach DPR and apply for approval to construct. Mm-hmm. The DPR will inspect the facility, will review necessary relevant documents like engineering review, and then if the department is satisfied with the documents submitted, then an approval of course is granted for construction. Now the construction is monitored in stage by stage by DPR engineers, and at the end of the construction process, the applicant will now invite DPR again to do a final inspection, and upon completion of that, a license is granted. And this license is subject to renewal because you have to make sure that all the conditions precedent before the grant of that approval have continuously been observed, especially safety, operational issues as the case may be.
Okay, it sounds quite easy. I hope it's as easy as it sounds. I hope it's that easy.
Yeah, it is. It is that easy because the role of the regulator is to guide, to support, to make sure that all the operators understand the rules of engagement.
Okay.
And safety is very important to the Department of Petroleum Resources.
All right, Mr. Asa, we from statistics and reports everywhere, Nigeria has a lot of gas resources. Mm. How much resource do we have as a nation right now? What's the DPR doing to ensure adequate in-country utilization of these gas resources?
We'll talk about reserves. What's Nigeria's reserve? What reserves do we hold as a nation?
Okay.
Because when we talk, we're ranked number one in Africa and about ninth in the world as of today. However, we're getting threats out of East Africa, like countries like Mozambique coming in with close to about 200 TCF of gas. A lot of things is happening in East Africa. But for Africa, right now, number one with 199 TCF proven reserves as of January 1, 2018. That's the figure we carry as a nation today. Now, with respect to that, with a production of about 2.65 TCF, trillion cubic feet annually, we're looking at a life index of about 75 years. But a lot more is being done if we persistently focus on focused exploration and drilling for gas. So, we have 199 TCF. Trillion cubic feet of gas,
okay,
as a country today, and that's what we carry. That's our booked reserves. We have seen consistent increase. We had about 182 in 2013. We had 6 TCF added to that in 2014 to 188. So there's been a gradual growth. That also can be attributed to what we had recently, where lots of fields and assets were divested by the majors. Those who acquired them went in, did a few more of some more work, drilled further, and appraised those assets again, and that caused some revision. So as a nation, we carry over 199 TCF of gas as of January 1 of this year, January 1, 2018. This year.
Okay,
that's what our reserves are.
That's a huge one. But with the amount of reserve that we have, gas reserve that we have in the country, there's still some kind of shortage, like we're yet to hit the capacity in terms of utilizing those things for Nigerians. What's the DPR doing to ensure that this huge gas reserve is tapped into and utilized effectively?
Yeah, lots of major policy. With respect, you can see the seven big wins of the president launched about 2016 or thereabout. Part of it was, a lot of it was on gas revolution. So some of the major challenges have been gas infrastructure. So a lot is going into gas infrastructure so that it can be able to transmit this. Much of what we're doing is how do you manage that infrastructure? Not also we're going to domestic supply obligation. So the companies get away from flaring. So the companies, based on your production, their relationships with how much do you produce, what do you have as your reserves, and what are you flaring? So based on that, it's the domestic supply and pricing regulation pushes us to domestic supply obligation administration. So to administer that, you allocate what is called the domestic supply obligation to every producer in the country. The big ones, the big IOCs, and as well as the small marginal fields as independents.
Okay.
And so that's, you manage that. So what are you producing? What are you bringing into for the country to use? So mandatorily, you have some volumes to bring in. Now, some are located in some stranded location. So additional challenges bring to bear are infrastructure issues. And so that is also being addressed. As we go further, and more questions will come, we'll okay. take that on.
All right, you did mention something about gas flaring, and that's one thing Nigerians are bothered about. We'll talk about that later on. But right now, let's move to Mr. Idris again. Gas. A lot of Nigerians, or some Nigerians, get scared when they hear the word gas. Like, when it comes to cooking with gas, they're like, the dangers are too much, the risk are too much, fire incidences here and there. Does the DPR, as an organization, as an agency rather, do you have a role to play in terms of ensuring safety when using gas for domestic consumption?
Yeah, Mr. Ames, thank you so very much for that question. The truth of the matter is that most of these incidences are caused as a result of operational lapses, faulty equipment of like hoses, valves, and poor handling of equipment.
Okay.
The department has reviewed current operating guidelines and introduced the standard operating procedures, as we call them SOPs, to ensure operations of LPG facilities in line with industry best practice. Now, also, MISDO, which means the Minimum Industry Safety Training for Downstream Operations, has been introduced to ensure safe operations of LPG facilities and other retail outlets in the downstream oil and gas sector. The department has intensified stakeholder engagement with operators through associations to sensitize them on the safety requirements of LPG plant operations. So in a nutshell, the DPR is really on top of the situation. We have realized, yes, that is a big issue, but we have not rested. We have, you know, come out, we have reviewed what it takes for you to run an LPG plant. We have also engaged the relevant stakeholders. The LPG marketers associations are also on board with us.
Okay, your numbers are open 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. That's 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. You can call those numbers to ask questions about gas generally in Nigeria, domestic consumption, being getting into the business, flaring and all of that. Now, Mr. Zaya, you wanted to add, you sounded like you wanted to add something.
Yes, I want to address the question, is cooking gas safe? And what are the basic tips for safe handling of LPG? I believe a lot of our listeners will be interested to know about the safety of gas generally.
Okay.
Now, LPG generally is safe. What usually makes it unsafe is its handling. So if you take adequate care and you handle it with care, then no problem. But where a challenge is, when people, you know, handle LPG with not much attention, then it could create situations that could be unsafe, could lead to incidents, could lead to fire. And only trained personnel should be involved in LPG plants, LPG facilities, LPG repairs, LPG, you know, infrastructure generally. It is a given. Once you begin to have people who are not trained getting involved, then that is already a red flag that can create an unsafe condition that could lead to an incident. In homes, LPG cylinders should not be kept in the kitchen or in bedrooms, as you see in some certain places.
Okay, so cylinders should not be kept in the kitchen.
Yeah, you should keep them outside the kitchen. So that where there is, even if there is leakage, there is ventilation, and there is not likely to be fire explosion as a result of that leakage. So if your cylinder is in the kitchen, and already there is burner in the kitchen, and there is leakage, you see, it's very easy to have an explosion.
What about the cylinders that have the burners attached directly in there?
Yeah, such cylinders are usually small, you know, 3 kg, maximum 6 kg, 2.5. So, and they are designed in such a way that they withstand, you know, that tendency to leak.
Okay.
Because that is the design they have.
All right, well, we have a call. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you. What's your name, please?
Desmond
from where?
Lagos.
Okay, Desmond from Lagos. Go ahead, Desmond.
Thank you. I want to ask my gentleman there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We're a company that produces gas. And we're a company that uses gas. We throw gas away where others are making money from it. Why do we still import gas in Nigeria? Why we're wasting gas? Second thing, why is gas so expensive? Running around 500 naira for 12.5 kg. And still, it seems gas was the one in the market. Why we have it abundantly and it's still throwing it away? What is the DPR doing that makes people to use gas a little cheaper than any other thing in Nigeria? Thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Desmond, for your question. It is true that Nigeria is a gas-producing country, but the gas we are talking about is called associated gas, the gas that comes with crude oil. And that gas, you cannot use it in the form that it is. You have to set up some additional industries like refineries to process and refine that gas. Now, LPG, even though it's commonly called gas, does not occur in nature. You have to produce it, you know, from natural gas. So it's a product of refining or further processing. So efforts are being made to encourage investment so that more and more companies will set up refineries. There are special gas refineries. They are called gas processing plants, just like you have crude oil refineries.
Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Okay. Good morning. We can hear you.
Okay. My name is Mr. Lucky. Hello from Sarigoma.
All right, Mr. Lucky. Go ahead from Sarigoma.
Yeah, I want to just contribute on what our mother is saying. See, this issue of gas, why not emphasis to be more on the safety tips that people who are ignorantly buying these gases, these cylinders, and they are not well informed on how to use these gas cylinders. So I'm advising that in the DPR or whatever they call them, efforts should be more on the safety tips to educate people in danger. I remember sometimes ago when I was working, one of my managers, though because he was not well informed, that the gas cylinder was placed inside the room. Before you know it, you know, the cylinder busted out and break a lot of things in that environment. So the emphasis should be more on safety.
Okay.
This
all right. Emphasis should be more on safety. You did mention that.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Lucky, for your concern. DPR is doing a lot of enlightenment on our website, on radio programs like today, are part of efforts to draw the attention of the general public. We are doing a lot of stakeholder engagement with associations of LPG marketers.
Yeah.
You know, we are also reaching out to media, electronic, print, and social media. So it is a continuous process. And every Nigerian who is aware also have an obligation to tell his neighbor, to tell his friend, to tell your relation, to tell your family Safety is everybody's business, and we will continue to do our best to pass the message across.
All right, Mr. Ibelinsa, you're the assistant director of domestic gas.
Yes.
Now, we have a lot of gas reserve in Nigeria. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
Well, the issue of flaring is one big issue troubling a lot of Nigerians. Natural gas flaring in oil-producing areas is still a major environmental problem. Is the government making any progress in terms of ending this, putting an end to gas flares around the nation?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the question. Government initiatives, as I mentioned, the seven big wins.
Okay.
Can you recall that part of the seven big wins, gas revolution, we talk about infrastructure, elimination of flaring. Recall recently the president had also signed into the Paris Agreement. So fundamentally, we are moving into elimination of gas flares. The World Bank is also quite interested in this with GGFR, Global Gas Flare Reduction and Partnership Initiatives. It's being put together. There is also something that has a policy initiative that has been put together with the framework addresses flaring as a whole. We recognize this as a major problem. And so, one, if you go to, there's a Nigerian gas flare commercialization program. Prior to now, you could see gas as being, gas flaring also being punitive measures as, oh, look, the company's got to pay 10 naira per 1,000 standard cubic feet, and look at that, it's being very low. That's been reviewed as well. So the government on itself is pushing for gas utilization. Gas utilization in gas flare reduction initiatives, for instance, the gas flare commercialization program. This is, it's a law that's existed in the Petroleum Act Section 35B1. That's where the new regulation comes out from. It empowers the government with gas at flare. So gas at flare, now investors are going to come in based on what I just told you about. If you also check that www.ngfcp.gov.ng outlines all this. And so what will happen is investors will come in and where they could acquire flares and utilize, Mr. Zayan had talked about, look, you take the natural gas and you've got to process it. So some of these are rich gas. Nobody's going to put rich gas back to the flares. So utilization programs are there. If you come to develop a new field as an owner of an oil asset, and you come to do that, if you do not have a comprehensive gas utilization program, that field will not be approved. That's one. And for investment purposes, prior to this, you could look at gas flaring and pushing the companies to invest in gas flare utilization programs as being a punitive measure to tell people to pay. But that's going to be different when you have an investor who is ready to pick gas. Just like you would have petroleum, have numerous things to do. Crude oil itself, you extract kerosene out of this and so on and so forth, diesel and the rest of them. The same way you can catalog products that will come out of gas utilization, a gas stream itself. Recall he told you this is associated gas. So you have the C1s, which is predominant, that's methane. So you can use LNG from that. You can do compressed natural gas out of that. You can get industries, methanol from that. And you can get urea for your fertilizer plants.
All right, so beautiful policies all the way laid down by the government. Is there a time frame to ending gas flaring in Nigeria?
We're looking at the year 2020.
2020?
2020.
All right, so by 2020, Nigeria will end gas flaring. There's a possibility that we will end gas flaring.
Absolutely.
All right, you're listening.
That's better than what you're seeing with what the global time frame of 2030. We're putting this at 2020.
All right, DPR half hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll talk more right here. Don't go away.
DPR half hour. We'll be back.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Today we're talking gas generally. Well, before we go back to questions and some of the answers, The Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, has commenced the online registration of the following licenses and permits. OGISP, that's the Oil and Gas Industry Service Permit. ROM, the Retail Outlet License. DPL, Depot License. CVL, Coastal Vessel License. RPL, Refinery Processing License. IMPEX, Imported Export Permit. LBL, Lube Blending Plant License. Well, they are calling on Nigerians to visit the website www.dpr.gov.ng or download the mobile app on Google Play Store for further details. Okay, so let's look at a few more questions now before we go. The number is 0818-706-9979 and 0813-331-3172. Now, Mr. Boubacar, what is the government doing to grow the LPG market today in Nigeria?
Over the years, the government has intervened to make LPG available through its stake in the Nigeria LNG plant in Boni. The increase and security of LPG supply has sustained the growth in the LPG sector in the last one decade, with potential for more growth. The regulator and government agencies have introduced various initiatives to support the sector in setting up and operating LPG facilities and infrastructures across the value chain. These initiatives have made LPG more readily available, accessible, and affordable to many Nigerians. For the first time in Nigeria, there is a high-level interministerial domestic LPG council chaired by the Vice President and a program management unit in the office of the BP to monitor the implementation of government initiatives of deepening domestic LPG consumption in Nigeria. So we're really doing well.
Okay.
In order to put some perspective, in the last 10 years, the LPG market have grown by over 700% in Nigeria.
In the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years. Wow. 10 years ago, we were doing about 50 to 70,000 metric tons per annum. Today, we are doing more than 500,000 metric tons per annum. And with the potential to double that in the next 5 and triple that in the next 10 years. So even though in per capita terms, the LPG consumption in Nigeria compared to other African consumers is low, our per capita consumption is about 2 kilograms per person per annum. And in Ghana, they are doing about 7 kilograms per person. In places like Morocco and Algeria and Egypt, we are seeing numbers like 16 kilograms.
Okay.
So all these efforts of government have actually led to an increase and growth in the market, but there is a potential to do more.
All right, we have to go now, but before we do, Mr. Abelensa, we want to get your parting words in less than 1 minute. What's your message for Nigerians in terms of gas consumption and the market generally?
For what you see in one sentence, you will see a phenomenal growth in the midstream sector. Midstream sector you're going to see a new industry entirely. It's innovative industries, for instance, modular technologies, modular LNG plants. When you talk about LNG, people are looking at very big conventional LNG plants. But you're going to begin to see LNG trucks. You're going to begin to see lots of things happening in the Niger Delta with respect to elimination of flares. Jobs are going to come in because we're looking at taking out close to 800 BCF of gas a day out of the flare sites.
Okay.
So that's fundamentally is going to bring in a lot of growth and to grow the economy.
All right, that's some good news for Nigeria. So it's time now for us to go today. Thank you so much for being a part of DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Big thanks to the Assistant Director of Gas Operations of the DPR, Mr. Boubacar Idris. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Also to the Assistant Director of Domestic Gas, Mr. Ebelinsa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the assurance the department has given to Nigerians that gas flaring will end come by 2020. Mr. Tambari Zaya is the Assistant Chief Engineer, DPR Gas Operations. Thanks for coming also.
Thank you.
All right, it's time to go. Many thanks to you for being a part of the program today. Next week, Wednesday, another edition of DPR Half Hour will come your way. Many thanks to my studio manager, Idu Izebio. The producer was Kamaline Adego. My name is Ahmed or Wally call. Always stay safe. Good morning.